Exception management process. Exceptions can be caused by supply issues, for example, equipment breakdowns, labor issues, or quality problems, or by demand issues, for example, canceled orders or acceptance of expedited or special orders. An exception management process needs to be able to detect exceptions to plans as soon as possible, determine the root cause of the issue, evaluate the lateral and downstream operations impact to schedules and the costs/benefits of potential solutions, evaluate feasibility in terms of theoretical versus demonstrated capacity, performance process stability, and process capability. Make and implement a decision that helps maintain valid plans. Assess prior responses and improve future decision-making. Ideally, this process should consume as little time as possible because unnecessary delays will exacerbate scheduling issues and reduce the effectiveness of responses. Production Activity Control, PAC, managers should be empowered to make numerous minor changes in real time to enable continuous and timely corrections. For changes that would have larger impact, there may be a need for the process to have a method of ensuring that various resources with the most experience and expertise are consulted, and/or a higher-level manager may need to provide authorization for expensive or disruptive changes. It can be difficult to get timely information on location, material status, and equipment status from an enterprise resources planning system. Many organizations instead use specialized or custom-developed software to collect shop floor data and generate real-time information on exceptions. Even when this software exists, it may still be necessary to determine the impact of a potential response using manual analysis. In other cases, the tools have simulation capabilities to determine the impact of a change. Basic responses. The process of managing exceptions and variations from standard performance in PAC needs to be somewhat reactive because the nature of an exception is that it is not a normal situation. However, PAC managers can create some contingency plans for common scenarios so that when an exception is detected, a solution can be executed quickly. At the very least, the responsible parties and communications paths should be clearly identified. The basic responses to exceptions that should be considered include doing nothing, making adjustments to get back on schedule, and rescheduling. Options may include the following: expedite, also called pull-in. 1. To rush or chase production or purchase orders that are needed in less than the normal lead time. 2. To take extraordinary action because of an increase in relative priority. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. To expedite, also called push-out. The reprioritizing of jobs to a lower level of activity. All extraordinary actions involving these jobs stop. ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary. Change quantities or split lots. Notify planning or customer service of a late order or potential backorder. Alter or override PAC priority rules. Transportation is a common area for expediting. If a delivery is projected to be late or requirements have been pulled forward in time, buyers/planners may need to expedite transportation by requesting earlier ship dates from the supplier, changing to a faster mode of transportation, for example, air, prioritizing dock appointments, or prioritizing inspection and materials handling tasks. A longer-term response to exceptions is to improve the process so that exceptions are rare. A Pareto analysis can help determine which exceptions are the most significant to address, and a root cause analysis can provide valuable input to an improvement project.